record break.
Two albums for everyone. The best of John Denver.
Colorado, Rocky Mountain High. I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again.
Now the beautiful album, Windsong.
Fly away.
Just two of John Denver's great albums.
Fly away.
Both on RCA Records and Tapes.
Independent Radio News at 3, this is Ian Gilchrist. Tight security is planned when the Ideal Home exhibition reopens at London's Olympia tomorrow after yesterday's bombing. More than 20 of the victims are still in hospital. One of them, 54-year-old Ronald Mitchell, describes what happened.
I just got up to the first floor of the Empire Hall and saw this big brown bag, and there was smoke coming from it. Soon the smoke started to pour from it, and there was an explosion. But I was in some sort of crouching position, from what I can remember, and just got this these few injuries.
There's a grim warning to Chancellor Dennis Healey as he prepares next week's budget. An influential group of Cambridge economists is predicting that there'll be up to 2 million people out of work by 1980. They say price rises will still be running at more than 10% and living standards will go on falling. The economists say there'll have to be a huge new devaluation of the pound or import controls to cut the amount of goods we buy abroad. A new move to restore peace to the Lebanon. Egyptian President Anwar Sadat is proposing that Arab nations throughout the Middle East should send troops into the country to impose peace. Meanwhile, left-wing forces in the Lebanon have taken another two Christian towns east of the capital. In Beirut itself, the battered hotel district remains the center of the fighting. At least 200 corpses are said to be lying on the streets. Alan Cowell reports.
The pivot of the Beirut battle is the Hilton Hotel. Right-wingers are holed up inside the building, and it looks as if the left has all but surrounded it. If the Hilton falls, the left-wingers will be poised for an attack on the heartlands of Christian Eastern Beirut. The right-wingers have called for a ceasefire, but the left evidently wants to consolidate its military gains of recent days. A strong military position will mean that the left-wingers are in a far stronger political position to dictate their terms if and when it comes to talks. Alan Cowell in Beirut.
Security forces in Northern Ireland have uncovered another hidden supply of arms. It had been buried under the floor of a disused timber yard in the Brandywell area of Londonderry. A tracker dog working with an army patrol sniffed out the weapons, which included a number of rifles and ammunition. An MP is calling for education authorities to be forced by law to tell the public how many children are playing truant. The MP, Conservative Robert McCrindle, claims there are probably thousands of children staying away from school in inner London every day without people knowing. He claims the authorities are covering up the problem because they don't want the public to know. And a new opinion poll shows that half the young parents in France are happy to walk around naked in front of their children. The poll shows that business executives are keenest on nudity, but it's not so popular with workmen or farmers. Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past 3.
Ern's getting naughty, isn't he? Naughty old IRN. 3 minutes after 3, and here's a bit of Bach, because it's beautiful outside, and the weather is just absolutely confirmative of that fact. Sunny and mild. Temperature this afternoon, 15 centigrade. Falling tonight to 7, it will remain dry and mild for as far as the eyeballs can see. Feeling depressed. Down. Try this bloke. That's Dr. Robert the Beatles. That's one of the ones that isn't being re-released. So we also bring you what's not happening as well as what is happening. And in just a moment, we'll bring you the films on telly this afternoon. There's some jolly ones in amongst them, especially if you live in the southern TV area. There's an absolutely spiffer on tonight. Stand by for full information right after Barry White.
I'm like a blind man.
That's Barry White. You see the trouble with me, 3:08. No troubles today. Sunshine cures everything. Here's your telly news. Okay, capital cock. BBC Two. at 11:50 tonight. The heat wave lasted 4 days, 1968. Canadian film about cameraman at seaside who is trying to avoid filming two dubious people. Interesting. 7:55 on, Oh, London ITV. The Marriage Go-Round, 61. Susan Hayward, James Mason. Girl wants man to father her child with consent of his wife. Coy Smutty. Well, that sounds interesting, too. Southern, you've got the best one today. 7:55. Cactus Flower. Seen it. It's great. Walter Matthau, Goldie Hawn, Ingrid Bergman. Dentist dreams of Dizzy Blonde, but no-nonsense receptionist wins him. Oh, I've told you the end. Sorry. But the middle's very funny, and every line's a winner, especially with Walter Matthau. Go and see The Sunshine Boys. Ah! Every line deserved an Oscar. It's lovely, and it's on in Shaftesbury Avenue this very day. So if you're not doing anything, buzz around. We shall now buzz into the commercial department because, you know, they sort of pay for everything. And the wages and records and jingles and things in stereo. And they pay for the electricity that runs the transmitter. So over to you, commercial department.